Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Massachusetts nurses appear to be split on the upcoming statewide ballot question that would affect their jobs. According to a new WBUR poll out today, 48% of registered nurses say they plan to vote yes on question one, which would establish nurse-to-patient ratios. 45% say they'll vote against the measure. The poll reached 500 nurses. We're going to speak with groups on both sides of what is likely the most controversial question on the ballot this fall. First, we go to Donna Kelly Williams, president of the Massachusetts Nurses Association, which supports this question. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So why do you think nurses in this WBUR poll appear to be split?
I think it's very difficult for nurses right now, especially being in the position that they are in, being intimidated and being told to vote no, and the scary tactics that are being used by the opposition. I don't think that there's any secret to the fact that nurses have been the canaries in the coal mine, actually sounding the alarm with the erosion of nursing care that we're seeing and the inability to be able to provide the care that we've been trained to provide. Because nurses are being assigned too many patients at one time. Patients in the hospital are sicker.
Can you talk about that a little bit? I mean, why do we need this? Why wouldn't a hospital feel the responsibility to make sure that it was adequately staffed? What are you seeing on the ground?
Boy, that's a great question, because I ask myself that all the time. Why are hospitals not hearing what we've been saying now for almost 20 years, that we're seeing less and less time for nurses to be able to provide the care that we're trained to give at the bedside? And I hear from nurses almost daily that they're being assigned too many patients. And as patients come into the hospital, they're coming in sicker than they ever were before. But when they are coming into the hospital, they're coming in because they need nursing care. If they need to see a physician, they can stop at the Minute Clinic or stop in the emergency room. But if you need nursing care, you're admitted to the hospital and you are sicker than you've ever been and you need nursing care.
You know, the Committee to Ensure Safe Patient Care, which supports question one, released a poll in April that said that 86% of nurses supported this. Well, why do you think there's this discrepancy that now we're seeing nurses split? And I think the public might look at this and say, well, how am I supposed to know? I'm not a nurse. Maybe I, you know, shouldn't participate in this at all or vote no and let collective bargaining figure this out, right?
So I am a nurse at the bedside, and I have been at the bedside for my entire career of over 40 years. The most important thing that our patients want to have is safe patient care when they're in the hospital. What's happening right now is that the opposition that does not want to have this safe patient limit put into law so that patients are cared for safely in every single hospital across Massachusetts. Doesn't matter where they are, but there would be a safe limit, not a ratio, but a limit to the number of patients that are assigned to a registered nurse at one time. In no way does that ever mean that a nurse can't help a fellow nurse who also has an assignment of four patients in the medical surgical area. What it means is that the nurse will not have more than four patients. And think about it this way, that if you're a patient in a hospital, do you want your nurse to have four patients? Or do you want your nurse to have eight patients? When you put that call light on because you're having trouble breathing or you need pain medication or you're just frightened, do you want to put that call light on and have your nurse deciding amongst eight or four?
But the same question, I mean, obviously everyone would say four, right? Everyone,
absolutely.
No one would say that they want their nurse at their bedside to be overwhelmed. But I guess folks are worried about having a ballot question decide this. And with so many nurses saying no, I think people are hearing directly from nurses that they're concerned about some of the effects of this. And a lot of them have been brought up, the flexibility. What would it do in terms of flexibility and allowing the medical professionals to determine staffing for themselves? Is a ballot question the avenue to pursue this, really? Why is it?
Had to come to this. As a nurse who has been calling and sounding the alarm about this for a number of years, we've done everything that we could up to this point. When you mentioned collective bargaining, we've put this into contracts. Nurses that have been covered by collective bargaining have actually done without wages and benefit increases in order to put safe patient limits in their contract, only to have those violated by the very people that agreed to do it to begin with. We've sat on committees. We've gone to the legislature. We've done everything that we can. And in 2014, when we had a ballot initiative at that time, it ended in a compromise for the intensive care units. So there is a legal limit in the intensive care units. But right now, there is no legal limit in any other unit in the hospitals. And at that point, we said, in order for all of patients to be safe, it needs to be extended to every unit in the hospital. And we listened to the government mandate that was expressed early on, and that's why the flexibility is in this bill. It is in there with the acuity tool that allows for the adjustment, but it is a limit. There is a maximum limit.
Hmm. What about cost? Because we need to talk about cost. The Health Policy Commission released a study that said that this could increase costs by as much as $949 million a year. And some nurses that our reporter Martha Biebinger spoke with when she did the story about our pullout said that that was really influencing how they felt about this. I want to play a bit of tape here from Michael Gaudreau, who's an RN who manages two units at North Shore Medical Center, and he said why he's voting no on this. Let's listen.
If this law passes, this could be multiple $10 million impact to our operating budget. So I'm fearful of closure of our hospital and other community hospitals.
So costs. What about costs and costs not only to hospitals and how it might affect them, but costs also to folks who say this will ultimately be passed on to insurers who will pass it on to patients in terms of premiums?
So first of all, to the hospital costs. So right now, hospitals can well afford to provide safe patient limits. The profit margin is there to be able to do this. But hospitals choose where they're going to invest their healthcare dollars. We're saying the investment has to start with the patient. The patient has to be the number one priority. And as to the concern, and this is what we have heard from nurses that are very frightened by what the opposition has put out there, hospitals make choices every single day which services are going to remain open and which they're going to close. For example, pediatrics, maternity units, mental health units, detox units. If a unit, even if it has been deemed by the Department of Public Health to be an essential service, we're seeing hospitals right now closing units that are not making money for them. So hospitals make choices, and that's the most important thing here. We're saying you can make choices as long as the patient is the number one priority for all of your healthcare dollars to be invested in.
And at this point, in terms of your nurses, I know we had a different rating in terms of unionized versus non-unionized nurses. What would you say to bring both sides together on this?
Think about the patient. The patient should be everyone's number one priority.
Okay. I want to go now to speak with someone who's on the other side of this issue. First, Donna Kelly Williams, president of the Mass Nurses Association, who supports the committee to ensure safe patient care. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Deb.
And now on the other side is Therese Hudson-Jenks, the interim CEO and senior vice president of patient care services at Tufts Medical Center. She's also a registered nurse and is voting no on question one. Hi, Therese.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
Well, thanks for coming in. Tell us why you think we're seeing such a divide among nurses on question one.
I think that nurses are really giving a lot of thought to the unintended consequences of this ballot question. Nurses are really worried about cutting services that they believe are important to patients. They're really concerned knowing that 24 hospitals in Massachusetts are already in the red, that more hospitals will close. They do not want to see what happened in California happened here. They're also extremely proud of the quality outcomes we have in Massachusetts and compared to California.
I don't want to forget. In terms of what happened in California, there are some who say that what happened in California is a reason to support this. What are you talking about when you say what happened in California is a reason, is something folks should think about and vote against this?
Well, since this ballot question has come out, we've really taken the time to study the quality outcomes in Massachusetts and compared to California. We exceed them on nearly every single CMS, Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, quality outcome indicator. We are ranked number 4 in the country through the Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade, and California is ranked 25th. We are ranked first for America's health rankings and healthiest states, and California is ranked 17th. The list goes on and on. Most importantly, ED border times and wait times are extraordinarily long in California. And most remarkably, no improvement in quality outcomes in the past 14 years since they instituted their rigid ratio plan. That's not good enough for Massachusetts. People come from around the world to get their care here. We are doing a lot right. And as it was shown by the Health Policy Commission report last week, we already have more nurses per staffed bed than California does. We take nurse staffing very seriously. We publicly report our staffing and have done so for years. We believe that nurses matter. We believe, I'm a nurse myself, we believe that the care the nurses provide is integral to the quality outcomes. What we do not believe in is tying their hands. If a nurse wants to make a decision in the moment to care for a patient who's critically ill, we do not want some mandate telling her or him they cannot do it. Patient's status change minute to minute, and you've heard staff nurses say their own story. More and more nurses are very concerned that they're going to have their hands tied.
But what do you say to nurses like Donna Kelly Williams, president of the Mass Nurses Association, who says, you know, we need more staffing in certain areas, and we've tried to address this through collective bargaining and other issues, and we haven't been successful, and this was the last avenue that we had to pursue to make sure that patients stay safe?
Only 15% of the nurses in your poll recently believe that going to the ballot to have the voters decide is actually a good idea. And I would also say that we've added a lot of nurses. We add nurses where the patients need them, and that patients are not the same. They're not the same even on one unit every day, every minute of every day, let alone in every hospital, community hospitals compared to academic medical center. I would say to them, like, work with us to figure out exactly what patients need. And let's free the nurses so that they can make the decisions they feel are in the best interest of patients. And let's really look at quality outcomes. I would also add that I am a nurse, and I've been a nurse for 33 years. And as I already shared, nurses are integral in the quality outcomes of patient care. They're also a really important member of an entire care team. And at times, the investment we've made in other disciplines, such as pharmacists, and even for safety reasons, public safety officers, has really helped nurses do their job as well. We need to take a step back and look at really the outcomes we're trying to achieve. And we are proud of the quality outcomes in Massachusetts, and we are never going to stop making healthcare better and better for you, for me, for those we love. It's really important to all of us.
But what do you mean? I mean, this has been an incredibly divisive, and as we said, probably the most controversial ballot question in Massachusetts. And there have been some charges against hospitals themselves, hospital administrators, that they're trying to pressure nurses to vote against these kinds of staffing mandates. And even in WBUR's reporting on our poll, the nurses who voted, who said they supported voting for question one, refused to give their last names or say where they worked because they were afraid of retaliation. And folks say the no on one side, your side, has spent a lot more money, more than $26 million, according to the Office of Campaign and Political Finance, on defeating this. So what do you say to those folks that this is really a question about money and the hospitals keeping the money and not making sure that there's adequate staffing and retaliating against the nurses who might support this?
I'd say we need to keep our focus on what's really at stake here, and that's the healthcare system we've built in Massachusetts is extraordinary. We're concerned about ballot question number one jeopardizing that in a very significant way. As for intimidation, I was aghast when I saw for myself the social media campaign that the MNA started weeks ago on calling nurses who wanted to vote no, don't be that nurse. I can share with complete confidence that we are respectful and treat each other treat the nurses with extreme dignity. They are an incredible member of our care team. For the divisiveness, we've got to get on the same page and focus on what matters the most, and that is every single patient who needs our care, inside the hospital, outside the hospital, on the streets of Massachusetts, wherever patients are. That's a very, very serious commitment we've all made as nurses and as healthcare providers. And it's one that I and my colleagues take extremely seriously. Right. There is a lot at stake here. Massachusetts needs to get this right.
All right. Radio Boston will be devoting a full hour to this in a debate with both sides 1 week from today. But Therese Hudson-Jinks, interim CEO and Senior Vice President of Patient Care Services at Tufts Medical Center. You're also a registered nurse. Thanks very much, Therese, for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.